T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us right now, you'll hear him do the radio broadcast this weekend, and that is Carl Banks. Oh, Carl's not with us yet? Oh, he is. All right.
I'm here.
Dolph's giving me a look like he didn't know who you were. Oh, he
said hello to me.
You know what he just said to
Dolph,
me?
Dolph, who did you think you were talking to?
Dolph just said to me, I forgot. You just spoke to
him. How did you
him?
Forget? You said hello to me like 30 seconds ago.
It's called senility.
Oh, that's the excuse.
I'm so unimportant to you, Dolph. It's ridiculous. I can't understand.
It would be Carl. It would be one thing if he just didn't talk to you and he just, oh, I forgot
exactly.
That Carl was coming on. He spoke to you and he still forgot?
And I speak to him first every time we come on. I says, hello, Dolph.
And I said, hello,
Carl.
Back.
Hello, Carl.
Dolph, that makes up for all the times you're upset that we break late, that you forgot that Carl's coming on 30 seconds after saying, hey, Carl, how are you?
Well, I'm used to him being here on Fridays and seeing him say hello. And I just
don't turn this around on him.
Yeah, don't turn it. You're spinning it. You're spinning it like a bad head coach.
Now, be honest with me, Carl. Mm-hmm. Over the last 3 days, ever since you said do it yourself, you have figured out all the giant playoff scenarios, haven't you?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Come
I will on. Not entertain it. I. Anytime someone tweets at me about it, I just keep moving, man. It's for the fans. I would suggest before you make them all crazy today, because I know you're going to give another scenario.
Carl, can I just stop you for a second?
Wait until they win a couple more games. I think it'll be a lot of fun to have the discussion the last week of the season. But as of right now, it's nothing I would even want to entertain.
Carl, I just got stopped for a second because, Dolph, you made a mistake, Dolph?
Oh, what? A bad one.
What'd he do?
So what happened
talking
is...
talking to me?
What'd he say? Tino was coming on?
No. Here's what happened. So we come back. I said, joining us right now, Carl Banks.
Right,
Dolph gives me a look of, what the hell are you doing?
Okay.
So I was like, what, did I screw up? Is Carl not there?
Right.
And then he's like, oh, that's right, Carl Banks. Meanwhile, Dolph had just talked to Carl 30 seconds earlier and just completely spaced out.
Wow.
That was the mistake.
The lack
made.
Of focus is very disconcerting.
Yeah.
And by the way, Carl is brought to you by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit tristatekiadealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. By Fox Ridge Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, and by York, install confidence.
To your point, Carl, the most difficult thing is to win out. I mean, they've got 3 games left against 3
You're
teams.
You're not roping me in here, Evan. You're not.
No, I'm not
but it
roping
is true.
You
all
in.
All these teams are in a playoff hunt that they're playing.
Yeah, look, this team, yes, you're absolutely right. This team has come from, you know, a really bad first half of the season to really doing some positive things. I think if you're a fan, you enjoy that. You see that the team is moving in the right direction. And if they keep playing well, maybe they'll be rewarded. But it's just too early right now. I just like to see what they're doing. And this is a new challenge for them. Not to, you know, rain on anybody's parade, but what they'll be facing Sunday is an upgrade from the last 2 games. I would say.
Well, not the Bears.
The Chicago game. Let's skip over the Chicago game.
Right, okay.
Go back one before that and go to the Washington game. This is a different level of team that they're going to play. So let's see where they are. We know they've gotten better. We know they've corrected some things. The reason I say that this is a different challenge and a different level is that this is a mobile offense, meaning for the Giants defense, right? It's a mobile offense, meaning they have a quarterback that can get on the move. They have receivers that find open spaces when he's on the move. And he can become a triple threat, that offense, because they've got a running back who's coming off a career game. You have a quarterback who can run the ball and a quarterback who can make plays with his arm. So they've got to really button up every phase of it. And if you want to see a glimpse into what could happen against versus a better quarterback in a better offense, look at what Josh Johnson did at the end of the game. against the Giants. And then you go back and you look at all the mobile offenses that the Giants have played. They kind of are susceptible to those big plays when quarterbacks are moving. And so these guys have really got to go back and do some self-scouting and look at some of the teams that have really given them problems when quarterbacks get on the move and receivers uncover, because there were a lot of guys that they turned loose early in the season when these quarterbacks start to move.
Mm. Well, you hit on the thing that would scare me, and that's what Derrick Henry did last week.
Yep.
What he did was ridiculous. He went for over 200 yards.
That doesn't scare you as much because he's not done it over a period of time.
He hasn't had a great year until that game against Jacksonville. You're right
about
that.
But it does give you a glimpse at what he's capable of.
Exactly.
If you do not play good, sound, gap-responsible defense, because he'll hit you and he's gone. Because if you're a little guy trying to tackle him, you saw what happened in that game last week against Jacksonville. He was just shrugging guys off like they were bugs.
And you know, last week I thought they did a great job against Adrian Peterson. And plus the Redskins fell behind, so they weren't running the football as aggressively. And I thought the Bears, I like Matt Nagy's done a great job. I thought they got away from the run in the second half. They were effective with Jordan Howard early. And we saw what the Eagles were able to do with Josh Adams in the second half. And even Tampa was able to run the ball well. So they've had issues stopping the run. They did a great job against the Redskins, but we know that can hurt them defensively. We've seen it the last couple of weeks until the Washington game.
They get hurt with the run when you look at the style of offenses. Once those quarterbacks start to loosen you up and they start to hit these I don't want to call them scramble plays, but late in the down type of plays, that's when they become susceptible to the run. You look at the Jaguars, the Cowboys, Texans, they beat the Texans, but all mobile offenses, the Panthers, mobile offense, Eagles, mobile offense. So when you look at all of those offenses that were able to move you east and west, and then guys can uncover, that's when their run game really starts to happen because of all the different run actions and the movement from the offense. So, you know, the back end of the defense will really have to be good, but I think up front, they've got to establish it right away. So that they can really kind of stifle this, because Mariota is not the most accurate passer, but when guys uncover, when he moves around, he doesn't have to be that accurate.
You know, I want to go back to the playoff chase for a second. We're talking to Carl Banks, of course. You know, here's why, though. The reason that I say this is because there's a very real possibility that last wildcard team is going to be 8-8. And could even be below 500. I mean, that is a possibility, Carl. You know what I mean?
Let's have a conversation at 7-8. Or, you know.
7-8.
Yeah, let's have that conversation then. Let's not have it at this moment. I don't want to have it at this moment in time. But what you are saying, Joe, is correct. Every year that scenario always pops up. Remember when Cincinnati was one of those teams that would just squeak in for years? So anything's possible. The Giants, but this is their biggest task, and it shouldn't be taken lightly. Their defense, the defense that Tennessee plays, is pretty good. The Giants are going to have to really establish the line of scrimmage against these guys, because they move around a lot. Vrabel will give them a lot of different looks. So the Giants are going to have to really be fast on offense. Don't let them get into all those disguises. And try to get Saquon Barkley going early. Give them something to think about.
I think it's safe to assume.
Beckham, right? He's out?
Well, no, he hasn't been ruled out. But I think it's safe to assume he's not going to play simply because he hasn't practiced today. We saw what he said yesterday about how it's not been getting better. How about this offense without Odell? It wasn't an issue last week. Saquon was tremendous. But how about the issues facing this offense not having their number one receiver?
Well, they're a team. They're playing team football right now. And I think that's how they were able to win the game. But let's not forget that most of these games that the Giants are winning, it's not because Odell Beckham dominates the reception chart. The ball is distributed quite a bit in this offense, and that's why they're able to overcome his absence. Obviously, when he's on the field, he's a bigger threat and he's the best player on it. But when he's not, their offense can still function because it's built around getting other guys' footballs. There have been games where Shepard has had more receptions than Odell Beckham. So, and then you have the emergence of Evan Engram. This, you know, they'll have options. Obviously, the threat that Odell is, if he does not play, is not as great. But I wouldn't necessarily rule him out. If you listen to what he said yesterday, he talked about a game last year where he didn't do anything all week and he made it a game-time decision. And I don't have any insight here.
Right.
But my guess, just judging from the way he was speaking, that they're going to let this become a game-time decision. The nature of the injury, I don't know a lot about. A thigh bruise that has obviously turned into something something else as a result of it. I always had to wear thigh pads, so that never happened to me. Those fast guys never wear those pads. But obviously, if it's something that they think can get better, they're not going to rule him out until the last minute.
Mm.
I mean, he's been out with the team doing some things, I guess, earlier this week. I don't know what he's doing now, but I wouldn't say 100% he's out. If you listen to how he talks, he wants to play, and I believe if he can, he will.
And he's still talking, and I have no issue with this. I think you have to as a player. You always want to talk about the impossible and what you could do. He talked about running the table 8 weeks ago, and that's fantastic, but he's still talking like that. Even though he may not play. You know?
Well, he's got confidence in his teammates, and that's the one thing that you like about what you're seeing the second half of the season. They talked it early on, and now they're kind of showing that it's really starting to take hold.
I tell you what, honestly, if I'm a Giant fan, I feel a lot better that 26 is playing. You know what I mean? If I had a choice between 26 or 13 playing, only one of them can play, I want 26 playing.
Well, that theory has been proved correct because without 26 last year.
Right, right.
They had no running game. Yeah, 13 had a lot
he was
going
hurt.
On.
He was hurt, though, most of the year last year.
He got hurt, but even with him on the field without a running game, you become one-dimensional. That's not a good thing for this team.
Saquon Barkley is awesome. I'm just going to make it very blunt because it's true. He has been remarkable, especially for a guy that came in with so much hype, and that's not his fault. I'm not blaming him for getting hype. It's everybody talking about him. I think he's backed it up. He's had a tremendous year.
Great player. He's a great player already.
The beautiful thing about Saquon Barkley is that he plays, people talk.
Right.
You know, he's not.
He doesn't say anything.
Right.
He's
right.
A fun
no,
kid.
Right. Right.
But there was no hype around him.
Right.
Meaning his core group of friends and family members and agent, whatever, coming out in the draft. There was no pomp and circumstance around, well, this guy is going to be the great. He's going to break every record. He just quietly came in, put his pads on, got his playbook, and went to work. So all the hype that surrounds these high draft choices, there was not a lot of it with him, meaning, you know, from his camp. They didn't predict anything, and he's just as humble as can be. So it's a great selection by the Giants, and he's proven their selection right. It's proven a genius, actually, because what you're seeing from him, you don't see quite often in the league.
Mm. Again, we're talking to Carl Banks. How do you feel about this game? You're confident the Giants will win on Sunday?
Yeah. I think they will be challenged on the defensive side. Like I said, this is a bigger challenge than they've had, even when they played the Bears, because the Bears are kind of that in the box type of offense, running team.
And Daniels played. They didn't have Trubisky either in that game.
I was just going to say, without Trubisky moving around and improvising, they were just kind of in the box. Now this is different. They've got to go back. Like I said, if they don't self-scout and see some of these plays that have hurt them in the past, and they can start with last week against Josh Johnson, shame on them. But I think they will. I feel good about it. I think the Giant offense will have some success because of the way the offensive line is run blocking. I just hope they don't get into this shotgun mentality when things start to go good. But that's why Shermer's coach and I'm not.
Mm.
But I just think they operate so well under center with the run-pass option, more so than out of the shotgun, and it becomes your offensive linemen become predictably you know, they tell everything when it's a shotgun. You can tell if it's going to be a run or a pass.
Do you have a specific pizza place in Chicago that you're going to hit at before the playoff game, before that wild card game?
It's going to be cold.
Let me see. I used to go to, there was this place called Exchequer.
Yes.
Exchequer or something
okay.
like that.
Right,
that
well,
was pretty good.
If, they, but, if they're in that Saturday slot.
I have relatives in Chicago, so at some point, if I visit, I'll go.
Carl has vivid memories of the last time the Giants played a playoff game in Chicago.
It'll be cold again, too.
Yeah, that wasn't a pretty game. But it did set you up, though, for the next year, though.
It did. And this is, whatever happens from here on out, if the Giants continue to play, this is setting them up, putting them on the right track, too, because you're seeing guys grow. You're seeing guys like Will Hernandez grow. You see Lorenzo Carter. You're even seeing why they have a guy like Alec Ogletree. And it's just all coming together for them. So this is always a positive when you see a team pull itself up from, you know, from where they were the first half of the season and really point in the right direction. Joe, I have a question for you, though.
For me?
Yes. I heard you guys talking about the Miami Dolphins and that whole teal color thing.
Yes.
You are of a certain era, meaning the 70s.
Yeah, even before that. I mean, you could even
go
back to
Well, you got late 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that there is not a bell-bottom, huge lapel, odd color suit, a picture of it somewhere, canary yellow, teal, red, something electric blue.
I'll tell you what I did have, okay? I'll tell you what I did have. I had a couple, more than one, Nehru suits.
There you go.
Remember the old Nehru suit?
I do.
Yeah, I had a couple. I think I had a green one, and I think I had a brown one. I don't know if I had any teal colors, though.
Green today would be your teal.
Green today would...
If you were to wear that same green suit today, it would be as probably offensive as wearing a teal.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right. Look, I mean, the Nehru suit itself was offensive.
It really was.
I would give the bell-bottom, and I had some bell-bottoms. I'm sure you did, too.
Yeah.
You're younger than me.
I was a teenager aspiring to be what I saw on TV.
But so. I got at least 10 years on you, Carl, probably more than that. You know, but I did have a few bell bottoms, I have to say. They weren't as bad as the Nehru suits, you know?
So teal's not a bad option for you.
Now it is. I mean, I don't have any.
You can't say never.
Well, I never, you know, never's a word that I learned that comes back and kicks you right, you know where, Carl.
There you go.
You know that? I learned that a long time ago. You know, the only never I know is that I'm never going to see the Jets in the Super Bowl again. I'm confident of that, Carl, I have to say.
Well, never say never.
All right, okay.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, man.
See you, Carl.
Carl Banks, as he was talking to us, he did give us the keys to the game as the Giants try to keep their playoff hopes alive. They're sponsored by your Tri-State Kia dealers. Visit TriStateKiaDealers.com to discover Kia's full lineup of high-quality, stylish, and dependable vehicles. And speaking of outfits, if you want a perfect suit that fits your body exactly the way it's meant to, so you don't look clunky wearing a suit the way I used to, there's one place to go, Indochino. They have four showrooms here in the New York area, the one in Soho, the Financial District, the Mall at Short Hills, and over on Madison Avenue. There's no longer an excuse for wearing an ill-fitting suit. You can just get one made to measure at a great price. It's a unique experience over at Indochino. You can play designer in consultation with the style guides at the Indochino showroom. They make high-quality custom-tailored suits, shirts, chinos, and blazers, for all a perfect fit at a great price. Each garment is made to your measurements exactly, customized by you, and delivered in just 2 weeks. Indochino offers hundreds of fabric and customization options, so you can personalize every single detail. That includes choosing your lining and lapels and writing your own monogram. This week, our listeners get $25 off extra of any purchase of $300 or more when you use the code Evan, EVAN, at Indochino.com or any of their New York showrooms. Plus, shipping is free. Indochino.com, use the code Evan. Book your showroom appointment right now at Indochino.com.
Hey, it's Carl Banks for Kia. You know, I've been telling you how much I love driving my Kia Sorento. But it's not just that the Sorento is rugged and refined. It's smooth ride. The safety features like active all-wheel drive, the advanced system that gives you control in all types of weather, or the technology. It's everything. And the quality of my Sorento really does impress me. Now you can discover Kia's industry-leading quality and why customers are very happy with their Kia Sorento purchase with just a simple test drive when you stop by your local Kia dealer. This month, Kia is offering great deals on Sorento, the larger SUV that has anti-lock brakes standard, the available third-row seating, just like the one I'm driving, the head-turning Optima sedan that is loaded with comfort, the sporty Forte sedan, which has tons of technology, the Sportage, built for life's adventures, or the classic yet modern Stinger. To check out all the great offers on the full line of Kia models, just visit KiaDealers.com or stop into your local New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut Kia dealer today and tell them Carl sent you.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for our all-new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. How would you like it?
I'll take a skeptical grandma.
Set in her ways?
A smidge.
Grandma, try this Ultimate Meatball Marinara made with Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Melted mozzarella, parmesan, garlic butter spread. It's just like yours.
Like mine? My grandmother's recipe?
Try it.
You know, my grandmother's cheesy garlic bread was never all that.
Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hi, I'm Commissioner Arlene Gonzalez-Sanchez from the New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services. Are you worried that you or someone you care about may have a gambling addiction? You're not alone, and we can help. New York State provides treatment services for anyone impacted by gambling addiction. For more information, visit oasis.ny.gov or call 1-877-846-7369.
A night out, commuting to the city, date nights, tickets to the show, and now driving to the airport. If any of these are on your calendar this week, be sure to download the Spot Hero parking app. Simply type in your downtown destination or airport. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spot, then let you compare prices and reserve your spot in advance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.